Naively, there are those who don't believe that Texas Tech in West Texas can be a hotbed of leftism. But it is, in many ways, in places. For example, Tech uses your tax dollars to celebrate and push the homosexual and fluid gender identity movement. This week, they're having events and speakers celebrating deviant sexual lifestyles. These efforts are not about inclusion or diversity, but about affecting political and social change to force you to agree with and support such. Tech instituted restrictions on free political speech on campus, public property, by the way, years ago. In fact, Tech law student Jason Roberts was prevented from speaking ill of homosexuality outside of a 20-foot-wide gazebo and sued Tech way back in 2003. A federal judge ruled against Tech's super-restrictive policy on free speech, which would have made modern Berkeley proud. There have been trends in college policing to treat students, remember these are adults, not children in public schools, differently than they would be treated off campus. It seems all part of a soft on the delicate snowflakes policy captured in the headline of an ACLU paper from this year, which read in part, "Students, not suspects, the need to reform school policing." Tech faculty and staff often follow the same leftist trends as others in academia, so it will be no surprise if we learn a soft-on-suspects policy was in place that led to the death of Officer Floyd East Jr. Let's hope the announced full outside review of Tech policing is brutally honest so that proper changes can be made and those who made bad policy are permanently removed. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.